Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the nature of God was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Father, we do love you, and we just thank you so much, Father, for what you've done for us. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for not leaving us alone and sending us the Holy Spirit to reveal yourself. And Father, I just thank you, and I welcome the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would open up our hearts and our minds and help us to receive your love. And Father, the love of God would overwhelm all of us. Father, we thank you for that. We know that that's your desire, and we just yield to it tonight. We pray one for another, Father, that any hurts and pains and other things that blind us and keep us from receiving, I believe that those things are overwhelmed by the love of God in this place tonight. And Father, we thank you. We agree and receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, I just feel, I don't know how to express this, but I've been ministering about how God can love us when we aren't worth loving. And we've been explaining this, and I've talked about how that Jesus paid everything, that Jesus paid more than the debt that our sins had caused, more than the offense. The atonement was greater than that. And we spent quite a bit of time talking about that. This morning I was explaining how that God doesn't look on the outside part of us. He looks on the inside, and in the inside we're a brand new creature. And we have been completely changed. And so we have to approach Him in the Spirit. And yet most of us are just physical oriented. We know ourselves based on our external part and our emotions. And most of us don't know who we are in the Spirit. And to me, all of these things here are about God's great love and how He opened up this way for us to have a relationship with Him. And I don't know how to express this, but I just feel in my heart tonight a real grief, and I believe it's from the Lord, that God has done all of these things for us and we aren't receiving it. And, you know, I've talked to, this morning and this evening, I've talked to dozens and ministered to dozens of people who've heard everything I've said, and it's just like right over their head. And it's not about me. I really feel like that this is just the Lord, that He loves us. He's done all of these things. He's provided for us. And it's just like it's not impacting us. And I tell you, that's a sad state. It's a sad state that the body of Christ is in. The things that I've ministered, if you've been at these meetings, if this doesn't get you excited, if it doesn't set you on fire, your wood is wet. And yet there are people that have sat right here and it's just like, I don't know what it is. I'm just trying to encourage you in the name of the Lord. God's not mad. He loves us. But He loves us so much, it's disappointing to God that He could bestow all of this love, send His Son to die for us, do all of these things. And people sit there and say, oh yeah, I know all of that, but you don't understand, I've got this problem. And we're just so fixated on our problems and on all of these little things that they're overwhelming us. You know, the proper response to this would be that if you were to really think about how much God loves you, really, what else matters? You know, there are people that aren't even baptized in the Holy Spirit, that don't believe in healing, that don't believe in prosperity, that aren't expecting anything. You know, from their theology, they're just saved and stuck. They're just waiting on the rapture, waiting on Jesus to come back, and they're singing, "When We All Get to Heaven, What a Day That'll Be." And many of them are happier than Spirit-filled believers because at least they thank God that they're saved, and that's sufficient. And they sit there and they struggle through cancer, and they struggle through divorce, and they struggle through the things that happen in life, and they have more joy and peace than a lot of believers. Something's wrong with this picture. And I'm just imploring you in the name of the Lord. I really feel that God is just saying, what does it take to satisfy you? And you know, the thing about this is that if you would just go to enjoying the love of God, and if you would establish relationship with God, and divorce that from all of these other things that come against us, the hardships, the problems, the people who come against you and all these kind of things. And if you just get into the relationship with God, then your faith would go through the roof. The Bible says in Galatians 5:6, faith works by love. And if you would just really understand how much God loves you and get into that relationship, your love would go through the roof so that consequently, by accident, a byproduct, not the goal, but just a byproduct, you would get more healed, more blessed, more prosperous than you've ever been before. Things would work. The whole Christian life operates out of relationship, and yet most people are so fixated on their problem that they are just focused on this and they got to get this meant, and they are upset and angry and bitter with God if everything in their life isn't working, and they're forgetting the fact that God has paid this tremendous price and has redeemed us and brought us unto Himself. And I'm telling you, it's just wrong. I don't know if I'm expressing that properly, but I feel like the Lord is just saying, you know, if He was here in His physical person, He'd say, what does it take? What do I have to do to convince you that I love you? What does it take to satisfy you? And brothers and sisters, we need to be satisfied. In the 14th chapter of the book of John, Jesus was speaking to His disciples, and He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by Me. If you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. And Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. He just said, if you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. And He said, oh, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. You know what He was saying? He says, Jesus, I'm not satisfied with You. But I'd be satisfied if we could see a vision in heaven. And we have so many religious traditions and doctrines. There's a lot of people today that, man, if, you know, I was just recently at a meeting over in Europe, and we had tremendous things happen. Saw people healed, and people were getting set free and getting hold of the truth, and it was good. But then they said they were going to have a stem winder on the final night, and they were going to have people running the aisles and doing this. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that if it happens spontaneously. But there's a lot of people that all of these people's lives were getting changed. People were getting turned on to the Lord. But unless somebody jumps a pew, unless somebody falls on the floor and flops, unless somebody screams or yells or has an outburst in tongues, then that's what a lot of people are seeking after, is all of these other things rather than just knowing God. I'm trying to say that God wants to know you, and that's what it's all about. It's more important in healing. It's more important in your prosperity. It's more important than anything else. And if you would get fixated on knowing God and take these truths and understand how much God knows you, and if you would enter into that place to where you are feeling and experiencing the love of God. Brothers and sisters, there's not any disease that could overcome you. There's no hardship, none of life's things that it could deal you. Nothing would be able to separate you from the love of God. Amen. And yet it's just like that's not the focus of a lot of people. So anyway, we need to refocus. We need to put our attention on Jesus. It's all about knowing Jesus. And if you know Jesus, nothing else really matters. That's really about all that there is that's important. Knowing God. And you could take this truth that I'm expressing right here and apply it across the board, and it'd work in your health, it'd work in your finances, it'd work in your relationships, it'd work in everything. You know, there's some people that are just so, it's like they walk around with a chip on their shoulder, and if somebody says the slightest thing wrong, if somebody doesn't honor them, if somebody doesn't recognize them, they get hurt and offended. And all of that is just because you aren't full of the love of God. When you get to a place where you know that God loves you, what does it matter what another person says? It really doesn't matter. Who cares? I had a man come to me one time, and he was criticizing Jamie over the way she dressed. And there was nothing wrong with the way she dressed. He was an ultra-Pentecostal that believed she shouldn't wear gold and makeup and jewelry and stuff like this. And he went to just criticizing her and reading the riot act, and I just stopped him right in the middle. And I said, who died and made you God? And he said, what are you saying? And I said, you know what? I just really don't care about what you think. And he was just shocked. Like, you don't care about what I think? You should be considering all of this. And I said, you know what? God loves me. God loves Jamie. We're doing the best we can, and I just don't give a rip what you think. And he was just shocked by it. But you know what? You can get to a place where if God Almighty loves you, if Almighty God loves you so much that He died for you, why does it bother you if somebody else doesn't like you? It's only because you aren't focused on the love of God that those things bother you. And some of you are thinking, well, yes, that's true in minor ways. But if it's your husband that doesn't love you, if it's your wife that doesn't love you, well, then you just feel totally justified in being an emotional wreck. And you're praying and asking God to fix this. You know what? I love my wife. Praise God, we got a good marriage. But you know what? She didn't die for me. She's not the one who saved me. And if Jamie didn't love me and if we had problems, I'd still revel in the fact that God loves me and I'd still make it. And some of you think, oh, that's all wrong. No, that's all right. John Wesley, who changed the world. John Wesley affected continents. He married a woman. In his day, you had to be married to minister. And he just went out and picked the first person. And he married the wrong person. And she was a witch. And she literally hated him. And we've been to his home in England where he would kneel and pray. And it's... You know, recorded when they give you the tour, they show you that she used to come in and spit on him and kick him and hit him and mock God and do this. And they didn't have a good relationship. I think they were separated for 13 years of their marriage, living in opposite ends of the house. But you know what? He just went on and changed the world because he knew God and loved God.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the nature of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a five-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM236 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fifth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Now, you won't be able to call us by telephone today because we've given our employees the day off due to the holiday. But remember, you can go to the website even on holidays, and you can order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Or you can write us at P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to join us on the web. We have a website that I believe is second to none. There's a lot of really good things on there. There's hundreds of my teachings that are there for free downloads. You can get all of our television programs on this topic there. We have over 2,000 of my television programs that are there that you can view online. I have more than that, maybe 5 or 6,000 of my radio programs. We've got books. We've got a lot of things. It's just a tremendous resource. And I get comments from people constantly that say it's just changing their life just being on the website. Check it out today.
To all the partners of Andrew Womack Ministries, we say thank you for your faithful support. And we want to remind you that you share in the rich rewards of seeing lives transformed by the power of the good news.